Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and I am with Masterminds, Thomas Umstead and Jim Rubart, and we are so excited about this course that we're teaching in the next 21 days with you. It's called the Launch Your Book Blueprint, the 21-Day Mastermind Course, and the reason we called it that was because we're all in a mastermind group together, and that has actually been one of the best things that we've done as writers and speakers and marketers and web people over the past couple of years. I know that Jim and Thomas would say the exact same thing, that one of the best things we've ever done is to form this mastermind group. And so out of the power of this mastermind group, we represent, the three of us represent about 10 people who are really great at marketing and launching books. And so we're taking the best information that we know and all the practice that we've done, and we're giving it to you in this course. So I'm so excited to have you here. And we're going to kind of walk through what you're going to learn in this course. And we'll start with my friend Jim Rubart, who's going to talk about the structure of this. This is ready, set, and go. And under ready, we have five talks, and he's going to talk about talk number one.
In talk number one, we're going to talk really about how to sell yourself, because you are selling your books, yes, but ultimately you need to know how to sell yourself. And that comes from understanding yourself. It also comes from understanding your readers. So we're going to give you a very thorough overview of really how to sell yourself and what marketing is.
Great. And then, Jim, you're also going to talk about 4 steps to develop your author brand. So what's that all about?
Yeah. So I talk about knowing yourself to be able to sell yourself. People have heard a lot about branding, and we're going to get into that. But even deeper than branding really is what I call identity. You have to know who you are at an identity level before you can apply that to your branding. And even deeper than that, Mary, is figuring out what the theme of your life is. Because most people cannot tell you what the theme of their life is. And yet there are clues. There's ways to discover that. And I've found over the years working with authors, if somebody can discover what the theme of their life is, then they can apply that to all of their marketing and branding. So we're going to get in depth on what that looks like.
I am actually really looking forward to listening to that myself. That's going to be a really great one. And then I'm going to jump to you, Jim, again, and you are going to be talking about writing content, and really great content at that.
Yeah, we can write great books, but if we don't know how to write content, and by content, Mary, I mean everything. It's everything from emails to Facebook posts to blogs to back cover copy. Everything that we write is content, and there are ways to do it right, and there are ways to do it that aren't as effective. So we're going to get into the details on how to write content. Anytime you write anything, write content that's going to make an impact on readers.
That's great. And right after that, we're going to build on all of this knowledge that you've learned about yourself and how to create good content, because you need all those things in place before you build an amazing and a rabid tribe. And Jim and I are going to be talking about this together. We're going to tell you about what is a tribe and what is tribe building, and how do you bless that tribe in such a way that it actually can help launch your book. And after that, I'll be talking about a successful launch team. And that's something that I've done a lot over the past couple of years. I've had several very successful launch teams, and Jim and I are going to talk about that as well. One of the other things we're going to be doing is on the Saturdays of the launch course, you're going to be watching videos that we create. One of those videos is about branding, and I'll be creating that as well. So, and then when you get to Sunday for the break, we will have a story of someone that has done a great launch. So that's the ready part. And after that, we're going to have 5 sessions under set. So ready, set, go, the set. The first thing that we're going to talk about is improving or implementing the best email list strategies. And Thomas, why don't you talk about that?
Yeah. So in the first day of set, we're going to be talking about how to build your email list and how to send amazing emails. So if you've never done email, or if your idea of an email is BCCing all of the people in your Outlook outbox, we're going to show you a whole new way to do it that actually is not going to cost you any money or very much money. And it's going to be incredibly effective. When it comes to selling books, email has the most easily provable impact on book sales. So this is not a session you want to miss.
And after that, I'll be talking about creating a media flooding editorial calendar with Thomas. He's actually very good at this. And Sometimes the thing that we get most overwhelmed with is, how in the world do I do all these social shares and blog posts and podcasts and all of that? And how do we manage it all? And so I'm going to be teaching you how to create that kind of a calendar. Now, you're not going to be doing this every single day for the rest of your life, but there is a certain period of time when you're launching a book where you need to have a calendar and understand what you're doing each day to launch that book. So I'll help you with that. And after that, we're going to jump over to Amazon Best Practices with Jim and Thomas. Jim, why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, it's no surprise that Amazon is the giant of publishing in terms of their reach. And so a lot of people say Amazon is not my friend. Well, at least you can make Amazon your ally. And there are certain things you can do on Amazon that a lot of authors actually aren't aware of. So we're going to get into what that is and how you can use Amazon to make the most impact possible.
And after that, every author needs an amazing website. And Thomas and Jim are going to be talking about what makes a winning website. Thomas, you want to talk about that a bit?
Yeah. So I've been speaking at writers' conferences for years about websites, and I had a talk that I would give. And some of you may have been through that talk. This is totally new. So I've reimagined the whole way of doing author websites. And we're going to be talking specifically about the different kinds of people visiting your website and how to thrill them. And the more you thrill them, the better your book is going to sell.
And after that, Thomas is also going to be talking about creating the kind of content that you need to create for guest posts and articles that go all over the internet. So Thomas, you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah. So in the next session, the final one in set, Mary and I are going to talk about writing blog posts, how to write a better blog post. Writing a blog post is very different from writing a book. And so just because you can write a book doesn't mean you can write a blog post that people want to read. And I will say that if you can do this right, it can make all the difference. One of my blog posts went viral, got 1 million page views, turned into a Kickstarter that raised $10,000 and turned me into an author. So blogging can be very effective, and you don't even need to have a blog to blog. You can write blog posts on other people's blogs. And Mary is like the guru of this. She'll be talking about how she got on Christianity Today and all kinds of big time guest blog posts. So this session is going to be really fun and really helpful.
And after that, we'll have another Saturday video. I'll be teaching about how to do a thunderclap campaign. And if you don't know what that is, then stay tuned because you will learn. And we'll have another Sunday story. I know that one of our Sunday stories is Anna LeBaron, who wrote the book, The Polygamous Daughter, which is now already in its second printing. This girl is the queen of book launches. And so you do not want to miss that amazing conversation I had with her. After that, we're ready to go. Ready, set, go. Launch your book. Your three best friends are urgency, scarcity, and popularity. Thomas, why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about these kind of subconscious social triggers of ways of motivating people to take action. Because you can't just get people to want to buy your book. You need to actually convince them to buy your book. And these three things we'll be talking about in this section will help push them over the edge where they're actually pulling out their wallet and buying your book.
Hooray for pulling out the wallet. That's very exciting. And one of the best sites that you can have as an author to maintain is Goodreads. And I know for me, that's one thing I actually need to work on. So I'm really excited about Thomas and Jim talking about leveraging your Goodreads. Thomas, what are you going to share in that session?
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of Goodreads, and Jim is very popular on Goodreads. So we're going to be approaching this from both a reader and an author perspective. So I've been using Goodreads for years as a reader, and I'm an author on there as well. But Jim is very popular as an author. And so we're going to be kind of two-teaming this to talk about how you can build your Goodreads profile. And you may be like, oh, Goodreads, why is this important? I'll tell you why it's important. The people who read lots of books, the people who recommend books to friends, and who friends go to for advice about books, they use Goodreads. And those are the people you want on your team to help with this book launch. It's not going to reach the kind of so-so folks, but if you want to reach the core, like foaming at the mouth book readers, Goodreads is where they talk to each other, and you've got to be a part of that conversation. We'll talk about how to do that well.
That's awesome. I'm excited to listen to that one as well. Next after that is to enjoy your launch day. So what kind of events and launch parties and Facebook groups and things can you do to just have an amazing launch day? That's not the end all and be all, because eventually you're going to have to continue that long tail, but a launch day event can really kick off things well, and we'll do some best practices about that. After that, we're going to train you how to be awesome with media. And Jim, what are you going to teach people in this session?
Well, Mary, if you're bad on the radio or TV, you will actually hurt sales. You won't keep them neutral. You'll actually hurt them. But if you do know some basic techniques of how to interview, this can be a huge impact on your sales. My background is in broadcast, and I was actually on the other side of the microphone. I was doing the interviewing, and now I'm more typically being interviewed. And so I come from a perspective of knowing both sides and knowing what you can do to make a host absolutely love you, invite you back, push your book more than another host would. And so we're going to explore all those things and get into the details of how you can be a great media interview.
And after that, we're going to talk about the next 30 days of your launch, because it's not just, as I mentioned before, it's not just the day of launch. It's how do you launch that book after the first day? And so Jim and I are going to be talking about that. Jim, what's one of the things that we're going to learn in that particular little course?
It's follow-up. What do you do? This thing launches, you know, the rocket ship goes off, but really you've got to track that rocket. You got to see, is it going off course? Is it staying on course? Did the first payload drop off and get that next boost? There's a lot of different things that you need to do and can do in that first 30 days. That really is the key period of time after a book launches. And so we're going to look at just best practices all during those 30 days.
And after that, we'll have a Saturday where we'll teach you about Facebook Live and Facebook advertising. Thomas is going to work on that. And then we'll have another Sunday story. So that's kind of a combination of all the things we're going to talk about. There's like 10,000 more things that are going to be added in to each little module. Yeah. We've given you basically a smorgasbord taste, but then you're going to go actually sit at the smorgasbord and start eating all of that. So, Jim, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about, or the course members is probably a better way to say it, a little bit about yourself and why you want to do this course and why you're passionate about it.
The reason I'm passionate about it is I didn't have anything like this when I was launching my first book. I didn't have that blueprint. I didn't have that plan. And so the idea of taking, between just us, we've probably have 40 books launched, and then you add in our mastermind group, and you know, it's over 100 books, probably 150 books. And so taking all that knowledge, not theory, but actual having done it and done things, frankly, that have not worked, but take the things that have worked and give people that plan. I'm excited about it. And frankly, this is the kind of course that I would not have wanted to do on my own. I love the fact that the three of us are doing this together, because I think our various talents and skills combine to really give something to our listeners that's going to work for them.
Exactly. And Thomas, what's your passion about this course, and why do you want to help authors succeed in this area?
So this is the number one thing I'm asked. I have authors reach out to me all the time.
All asking the time.
And there's just nothing really good that I can kind of hand them and be like, here is a quick, intense, fast way to learn it. So typically, I kind of have to pick and choose from a lot of different places, and this is a focused. And I love about this is the focus on the launch. So much of marketing has to do with craft, and there's a lot about, you know, making the book as good as it can be. And at some point, you have to just fish and cut bait. There's no more time to work on the book, and so we're going to be focusing on the actual marketing piece of this and taking it and launching it and making it as good as it can be from a marketing perspective. And that's really exciting to me, getting that out here. And I really want to be able to give this to all the people who've been asking for it for all of those years.
That's a sign of a good course. If you already have had people ask you for demanding it, that means that there is definitely a need. For me, I think I kind of just echo what Jim had to say, is that I've made maybe Jim hasn't made every mistake, but I have made every mistake in launching books. And I have over 35 books to my name now. So I've done this quite a bit. And like he said, the Mastermind probably has more like 200 books that we've launched. Because we've got Susie May Warren in our back pocket, and she's written like 100 or something. So combined, we've got a lot of experience. And I love to help people avoid the mistakes that have brought me heartache. And so in a way, I guess it's kind of a counselor hat that I'm putting on, is I'm trying to help you to know the exact best practices to help you launch your book with success and with joy too. And I know that many of you on this course, you don't want to be a me monster. You do not want to be like the multi-level marketing person of book launching. You don't want to go to a party and have people avoid you because all you're doing is talking about your book. That's super awkward and embarrassing. And most of you just want to be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, I am launching this book with integrity. And that is our heart too, as masterminds. Jim, Thomas, and I are all about launching things and marketing in such a way that does not violate our conscience or our hearts. And so you're in good hands with us. We're going to help you be successful, but we're also not going to have you sell out your soul in the process of launching your book. So we are super excited for you to join us in the next 21 days on the Launch Your Book Blueprint. And just pay attention and engage and ask all of the questions that you want on the Facebook page, because that's really where a lot of extra learning is going to happen. Thomas, is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, but another great thing about this is the fact that we're doing it in community. So Mary, Jim, and I are presenting this course in community, but you are also going through it in community, and you have answers that we don't have, and you can learn from each other as you go through this. So this Facebook group that's a part of this is a key part of it, and we're not shutting down the Facebook group. And so you will have these friends, these allies with you along your journey, as long as you want to stay a part of the group. So while the course is 21 days, hopefully but during these 3 weeks, you're going to build relationships that may last a career or even a lifetime.
The course is 21 days, but the relationships are eternal. And Jim, do you have a closing remark?
Well, just kind of pinging off what Thomas said, is it's probably fair to say that most writers are introverted. It's hard for us not to do that if we're not have a little bit of introversion in ourselves. You are not alone. Those of you who are going, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You're going to be doing it in community. We're going to be encouraging you, believing in you, supporting you. You are not alone.
And that's a great way to end this session. Thank you so much for listening. And on we go to the Launch Your Book Blueprint, the 21-day mastermind course. Enjoy.